It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Lawmakers in the House on Friday approved a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, sending President Biden a key piece of his agenda for his signature. This legislation includes projects to improve U.S. roads, bridges, pipes, ports, and internet access. Democrats repeatedly delayed the vote as they negotiated the larger Build Back Better plan. That's currently a $1.75 trillion human infrastructure plan that'll expand the social safety net and fight climate change. So the deal was made months ago that the two parts of the president's agenda would be voted on in tandem, giving both sides leverage in getting their priorities passed. But a group of six conservative Democrats on Friday delayed a vote on the Build Back Better reconciliation package, saying that they wanted to see a CBO score first, which could take 2 weeks. The nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation already determined that the bill was paid for. That should have been enough, given that the Senate will make changes, rendering any score by the Congressional Budget Office moot anyway. Given the defeats in last week's elections, the pressure was mounting to get something to the president's desk. So most of the Progressive Caucus caved. They're choosing to trust that the rest of the party will stand by the deal and pass that Build Back Better bill before November 15th. Pramila Jayapal chairs the Congressional Progressive Caucus.
We, progressive leadership and moderate leadership, were able to get in the room. And when I say moderate leadership, I actually mean the six that were not there yet. We got in a room together and we worked out this deal on our own. The president, of course, helped and was really important to that discussion. But really, this was about, can we look each other in the eye and start to reestablish trust? Because that is going to be essential for everything else we need to do. And there have been a lot of ways in which that trust has disintegrated. And I think this was a really important moment that I haven't seen anyone talking about yet. I trust them completely. I trust that they looked me in the eye and said that they were going to pass the Build Back Better Act as soon as they had had a chance to look at the fiscal information. And that will be transformative.
On Saturday, President Biden celebrated the approval of the infrastructure deal after months of infighting among Democrats. 13 Republicans voted with all but six of the House Democrats to pass the bill. And though President Biden has the hard infrastructure bill on his desk ready for his signature, he's not signing it yet. Why? Because Congress is on recess this week. And you know, you gotta have that photo op. So what's another week's long delay in getting these projects started? My question is, why are they on recess? December 3rd is looming. That's the day that we hit deadlines on both a funding bill to keep the government going and when we hit the debt ceiling again. But hey, recess this week and then another week for Thanksgiving? December 3rd is looming. Something's wrong with this picture. There is some good economic news hitting just as the weekend was starting. Employers adding 531,000 jobs in October, the most since July. The hiring exceeded economists' expectations by almost 100,000 jobs and marked a rebound from disappointing September gains. But the Labor Department also increased its August and September estimates by a combined 235,000 jobs. The unemployment rate fell from 4.8% to 4.6%. signaling that the hiring is rebounding as the summertime coronavirus surge driven by the Delta variant has eased. Well, the COP26 climate summit continues in Glasgow, entering its second week in the wake of protests over the weekend. Climate activist Greta Thunberg led a massive protest of young activists outside of the summit on Friday. Thunberg, calling the conference a failure, said that world leaders should be taking bold action to prevent catastrophic climate change. Instead, she said, quote, history will judge them poorly because they're turning the potentially pivotal conference into a, quote, global greenwash festival and a, quote, two-week-long celebration of business as usual. Ooh. Following Friday's protest, an estimated 100,000 climate activists came out to protest on Saturday. Airports and customs lines will likely be busier than they've been in almost 2 years today as the United States lifts a 20-month-old coronavirus travel restriction on foreign visitors, now allowing vaccinated non-U.S. citizens from 33 countries to enter the U.S. Being eliminated is a ban imposed by the Trump administration, and accepting fully vaccinated travelers from previously restricted countries, including China, India, and much of Europe, at airports and land borders. The policy was enforced to curb coronavirus infections, but it dealt a major blow to tourism and kept people from visiting family. Airlines and the Biden administration said they expected bottlenecks at first as travel demand surged and airlines checked vaccination documentation. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.